Welcome to the first of the Media Studio podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this discussion, and we hope that you will follow us on www.cotr.com.
The word from the Lord is found in Psalm 90. Psalm, singular. Psalm 90. All the right students, they know what that's about. Praise the Lord. We'll just keep that a secret until you come to Rice and find out. Amen. Praise Jesus. But Psalm 90, and this is a psalm that was written by our brother Moses. I'm going to be reading from the New Revised Standard, and I'll be starting at verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it's past. Or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning, it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening, it fades and withers. For we are consumed by your anger. By your wrath, we are overwhelmed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins, in the light of your countenance. For all our days pass away under your wrath. Our years come to an end like a sigh. The days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80, if we are strong. Even then, their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger? Your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. So teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. Turn, O Lord, how long? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love so that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us. And as many years as we have seen evil, let your work be manifest to your servants and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and prosper for us the work of our hands. Oh, prosper the work of our hands. And our key verse is verse 12. So teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. And in the King James, I know it says, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Amen. Amen. And for a topic, our sermon today is simply tick tock. Okay. Praise the Lord. We're in the midst of the holiday season now. I mean, I'm even one of those people. My son came over and put my lights up yesterday. So, you know, of course, some people have had them up like since Halloween or something. But it's the Christmas season upon us. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of people out there who were even at Black Friday and all of these other special sales, and they're waiting for Cyber Monday. You know, not too many of them are thinking about Jesus Christ. Not too many of them are thinking about their souls. Not too many of them are thinking about what Christmas really means, and they really don't care. They just want to get these presents and give presents, and people are going broke and getting deeper into debt. I remember years ago the stores used to have what they call holiday coupons, and you were allowed to get maybe $300. The world was different then. $300, you know, in holiday coupons, and then you could use those, but you wouldn't have to start paying the bill until in the following year. And so many times we'd find we was paying off one Christmas all the way to the next Christmas. Oh, amen. Because that's what this is all about, spending money. Spending, spending, spending. And in our lives, are we just spending our days? Spending, spending, spending. There's a difference between spend or invest. Spend or invest. And the amount of time that we have lived, how many years have we spent? And how many have we invested in things that matter? Do we realize that a clock is ticking? See, my clock started ticking on November the 7th, 1951. And it's been going tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. And it's been ticking now for 66 years. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And some of you in here, your clocks have been ticking 20 years, 30, 41, 17, 16, 12. But nevertheless, all of us have a clock that is ticking. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Spend or invest. Spend or invest. Spend or invest. Your clock is ticking. And everybody's clock is not going to get to tick for 66 years. I didn't know mine was. But you definitely, some of those who are younger than me, you have no guarantee that your clock is going to tick for 66 years. Oh, hallelujah. Because we live in a different world. Anything can happen. Freak things happen. Somebody has cancer. Cancer doesn't kill them. They have a heart attack. Shoveling snow. Okay, so we don't know how we're going to go. But Moses cried out, God, teach us. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Tomorrow is not promised. All we really have is today. And you know, we have that saying, don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. But we do that all the time. You know, because the award show is coming on. I think I want to watch that. Oh, amen. It's something that we like. Somebody was watching that award show. There's been a whole bunch of them. You know, in Hollywood and the music world, they applaud themselves. How come we don't applaud ourselves? Amen. And every time you turn around, they got a new award they're giving out. And a new award. It's going to be pretty soon, every month of the year, it's going to be another award show going on. But their clocks are ticking too. Tick. Tock. Tick. You know, I don't know how many watches nowadays have a second hand on them so you can see it moving second by second. Some of us have those digital watches, and I don't know what all the new technology is. I don't keep up. But if you have a digital watch, you can't even hear your life ticking away. Tick, tock. Tick, tock, tick, tock. 17-year-old, your life is ticking. 24-year-old, your life is ticking away. 12-year-old, 13-year-old, you're looking forward now to your teen years, but your clock is ticking. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Spend or invest. Spend. Or invest. Are we investing our lives in the generation to come? Or are we just saying, I don't believe them. Look, did you? And child, they this and that and other. But when have we gotten out of our comfort zone and said, let me go to the juvenile justice center and see is there anything I can do to influence a young person? Do you know that the schools are begging for people to volunteer in the schools so that we can ward off our children going to prison? Well, I ain't going over there. Them kids is bad. Why are you labeling the kids? Why are we labeling them? You know why they're acting bad? Because I always tell children, you're not bad. Why are you acting bad? See, that's a whole difference. You're so stupid. No. Why are you acting so stupid? Because you're not stupid. It makes a big difference. But you know what happens Everybody wants to know that somebody cares about them. And we don't know what a lot of those children are going through who get up and go to school every day. You don't know what started out in the morning when they woke up in their home and the father punched the mother. And then the mother punched the oldest kid. This is through the series of events, eating breakfast. And then by the time the one kid gets to school, they see some kid, they punch them. Because they can't punch mom. They can't punch dad. But they're so angry when they come to school. We look at the news and wonder why there are groups of our children running around beating up people and vandalizing and stealing. Because nobody is letting them know that they matter. Spend or invest. Spend or invest. I don't know what my gifts are. I don't know what I could be doing for the Lord. Well, start somewhere. Start with one of those kids. And if nothing else, start by praying for them. Prayer changes things. Prayer can do things that we can't do. But then again, somebody said years ago, don't pray a prayer that you're not willing for God to use you to be an answer to. Oh, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Tick, tock, tick. Top. Well, I'm going to get all I can. Can all I get. Keep it for me, mine. I'm a hoarder now. Got all this stuff. We'll be like the man with the bigger barns. Look at all my crops I got that came in. I got to find somewhere keeping us. Ooh, child. Now, we know we in church, but I'm going to say this. Girl, I hit the number. You know some saints is out there hitting numbers. Oh, yeah. And then they, come on now. They hit it right in time for Black Friday, right? Okay. Oh, come on, y'all. We live in the real world. And everybody's not seeing their money yet as God's money. Give people a break. Give them a chance to grow in the Lord. Amen. But now, if you've been saved 22 years and you still... But when we do come into a windfall, who's first on our minds? Girl, I can get that thing now. I can get that coat now. I can go get them shoes now. I can get that bag now. And the brothers, y'all got y'all stuff y'all get. I'm going to get that car. Because they just say the men have the big ticket item toys. Okay? Of course, we women, when we go shopping, we can spend about as much as a car, of course. Amen. But are we investing our lives in anything worthwhile? Or are we just spending our days? Moses cried out. And see, we got to remember to read the word of the word. He cried out. God, teach us. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Because right now we're acting like a bunch of fools thinking that we have an unlimited amount of time. Tick. Top, tick, top. I pray that from now on, every time we look at a clock or a watch or anything that keeps time on the billboards everywhere, that God would remind us, there's your life ticking away. Oh, this thing has stopped. I need a battery. Oh, one day my life is going to stop, and it's not going to be able to get a new battery. Well, Lord, you know I was going to do this. You know I was going to join that ministry. You know, tick. I was just waiting until she wasn't the president no more. You know, they only gave him 2 years to serve, and this is the end of her reign. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to go get on the ministry and be the president. Oh, come on now. We got big dreams for selfish stuff. Big dreams for selfish stuff. Are we investing ourselves in the things that God considers important? See, because the scripture says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. See, because our focus in Sunday school this month is on our hearts. And we all, you know, took the challenge last week to... The scripture says, guard your hearts. So we took the challenge to, when we turn on our TVs, and maybe if we didn't remember right away, but at some point watching TV, Lord, help me to guard my heart against what's going to come on this screen. And therefore, you might be turning on your regular show, and the Lord say, change the channel. You say, you want me to guard your heart? Oh, yeah, I did pray that, right? Turn that show on. No, change that channel. Well, everything I want to watch, Lord, you sitting here saying no. But he said, but you asked me to guard your heart. So y'all know I say it all the time. And one of these days I said, well, Lord, I keep saying somebody else needs to design it. Maybe it needs to be me. And let's keep our minds in church here. You know, years ago there was a time when they put mirrors on ceilings, right? And so now what we need to do is design a war scene and put that on our ceilings. So that every time when we lay down in the bed and get ready to go to sleep, and every time we wake up, we would realize we're in a war zone. We said it in Sunday school last week. I said, we make our churches beautiful, but suppose the whole wall, both of the all the walls, were a war scene. Because that's really what's going on. We are in a war right here now. And if we can see the spiritual warfare that's going on in this place right now, for a whole bunch of us, we'd be scared to death. Because we don't realize how real the spiritual world is. The spiritual world is governing the world that we see. And what are we doing with our time? Are we spending it? Or are we investing it? When we're students of the Word of God, this assignment is taking me too long to do. But do we realize that we're making an investment in our future with God? See, because God is not just preparing us and using us with our gifts down here. He's trying to prepare us for eternity. For eternity. So all this Bible study and all these things is not just for now. I'm telling you, you better run out here on Wednesday night and get ready for glory, because that's what it's all about, getting ready for heaven. We are not going to be in heaven saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty all day. He's going to have stuff for us to do. Read your Bible. And how much time do we spend in Bible reading? Over the course of the week. Well, we're going to go with you, Lord. Notice I'm putting it on him. We're going to go with you, Lord. How many times did we open up our Bibles during the course of this week? Did we open them up? Got my daily bread. What's that say? Okay, praise Jesus, I'm out. And run out the door. Didn't even read the whole text they gave. You just read that little verses in the book. Because that's all I need to know. Just my instant blessing. But what you don't know is your blessing was in the text that wasn't in the book. Your answer for your dilemma, your encouragement was in the other verses that you didn't choose to read. But see, when we're self-centered, we spend and spend and spend. We spend our days. I heard the brother, what's that, the ministry Jimmy and Karen have on marriage. And if you have cable and you're married, you should check it out, because they're real honest about where they came from in their marriage and where they are at now. But that's only if you want to invest in your marriage. Amen. But he said one thing about it, if you're selfish, you don't need to get married. See, because he didn't say this, I'll say this part. Christian marriages is not like the world's marriage. The world's marriage is, what have you done for me lately? Uh-oh, somebody said that this morning. I didn't know that, Lord. But Christian marriage says, what have I done for you lately? Well, we got one person clapping. And she ain't even married. But what she's doing is she's investing. She's investing in her future marriage if that's what she wants the Lord to do for her. Tick, tock, tick, tock. The clock is ticking, saints. The clock is ticking. You say, I didn't come here today to be reminded about my life is going to end. I knew it was going to end. No, you didn't. You ain't think about that. Who's thinking about that? Surely not young people. And somebody's circumstances are weighing on them so heavy this morning. They said, well, Lord, I came looking for a word for something else. Not about the fact that my life is going to be over one day. You know, Whoopi Goldberg wrote a song for that movie Sister Act years ago. And one little phrase in there was, if you want to go somewhere and you want to be somebody, you better wake up and pay attention. So at the end of the day, God is saying to us, wake up and pay attention. The scripture says, wake up, you sleepers. Your redemption draweth nigh. If there ever was a time that somebody wants to do a work for the Lord, now is the time to do it. You say, I want to go to the school. I keep putting off going to Rice. You better run down there in September if the planet is still standing. Because God didn't put you at a church with a Bible school for nothing. And I don't care if you don't like the teachers. I don't care if you don't like the dean. Because it ain't about us. It's about you and your soul. Okay? And God put you here at the Church of the Redeemer Baptist, where there is the Redeemer Institute for Christian Education. And if you're not there and haven't been there, why not? Well, I've been out of school so long. Well, I ain't got a ride. What the, really? How's that going to sound when you stand before the King? You know, we like to sing that song, Take Me to the King. Yeah, one day you're going to go before the King. Oh, yeah. And he's going to say, you know, I had this over here for you, but you wouldn't get equipped. I had some crazy servants who didn't mind telling you. But you didn't want to hear it. And you thought, that's just him. That's just her. But at the end of the day, the Spirit of the living God is messing with you right now. And that's how you know what's happening, what's being said is coming from him. In our arrogance, we think that God is going to be like a human leader. First of all, holy. Don't put his love up there first. Put his holiness up there first. He's a holy God. He's got a standard. He invested in us. First of all, he invested in us when he did this and breathed life into us. That was his first investment in us. Think about it. There were other babies that didn't survive. There's babies that are dying right now. I didn't know until I was in the hospital how many babies die every day. But we lived. He didn't let anybody abort us because we didn't all come through perfect circumstances. Okay? He invested life in us. And then, for some of us, he's invested new life in Christ in us. Because he allowed us to hear his still small voice calling us to his precious gift of salvation. That's another investment. When Christ was on that cross, that's the greatest investment that anyone could make for anyone. What, no greater love than a man lay down his life. And the way Jesus laid down his life, God is calling us to lay our lives down. How come we keep seeing little kids? You know why it's little kids? Because little kids' hearts have not yet gotten jaded with life. But every year it seems like you see a little kid somewhere starting some kind of ministry helping others. Trevor's thing, where they started giving the blankets to the homeless. The little girl with the lemonade stand. Some other little kid now, they showed him he's giving donuts and things. And well, he wants to encourage the law enforcement officers for what's going on. But there's so many things that are moving upon the hearts of children. And the Lord said, unless we come as children, we need to come to him with a childlike attitude. Lord, what would you have me to do? Don't just get moved to tears about something you see on the TV or hear in the news or in the community or in your family. Get up and do something. Spend or invest. Spend or invest. What's the title over your life today? What's the title over mine? Tick, tock, tick, tock. Tick. I want to be just like that one day. The talk is not going to come because we will have passed from this life into the next. The question each one of us needs to take away from today is, what am I doing with my life to count for eternity? When Brother Moses cried out, God, teach us. And you notice he's including himself. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom, that we may do good to our sister today while we have a chance. And not saying, but she didn't speak to me yesterday, so I heard her give up testimony in the prayer meeting that she needs, but she should have spoke to me this morning. I'd have gave her a couple dollars. Really? Keep your couple of dollars. Keep them and take them to the place where you're going. Oh, go ahead, Holy Ghost. Or teach them to the place where you're not going to have anything to lay before the king. Take me to the king. Don't have much to bring. We should all come in at least with one crown. One crown. At least one crown. I used to hear them brothers talking when I first got there. Yeah, I want to get all the crowns. I'm like, that stuff is costly. But we got to, amen. Talk is cheap. But at the end of the day, Jesus made that investment at Calvary for us because of the love of the Father. He laid down his life. What are we willing to do for him? Oh, well, I'm on a ministry. You think that's all God wants you to do? So we're talking about laying down our lives, where most of our day is spent doing what he would have us to do. Oh, see, when I get out of here, I'm going to binge watch Law and Order. Yeah. And I'm not saying there's a time when the Lord would allow us to come aside and rest. And in that rest, he allows us to binge watch Law and Order. Because the rest of a laboring man is sweet. But when have we ever gotten tired serving the Lord? And I'm not talking about I'm tired. I'm talking about exhausted, because we have been doing what he called us to do. And everything is not physical, because some stuff, just like for preachers and teachers, you got to be in this book all the time. You got to be studying and digging and praying and waiting on the Lord. This is no easy task to put a sermon together. Somebody said, well, you can just sit down and write it up. You can write it up. That don't mean God is in it. And if God is in it, it's going to take some time. I mean, wives and husbands, the husbands of the female ministers, the wives of the male ministers, have to make a lot of sacrifices when their mates have to preach or teach. The VBS teachers, they don't just show up that week. They have to be in the Word. They have to pray. They have to see what it is that, how does God want me to approach this scripture? Okay, Lord, we're going to do it. Tick, tick, tock, tick, tock. What's your spiritual gifts? Is that a bad word up in here? Do you know your spiritual gifts? And if you don't know them, why don't you know them? And if you don't know them, that means you ain't doing nothing. Because the Lord let me know years ago, and somebody kept telling me for years and years they didn't know what their gifts were. And the Lord said they didn't want to know because they didn't want to do anything. But are we spending our lives or investing them? If God invested spiritual gifts in us, we're not to be like that brother in the parable of the man with the talents. And he said, well, I buried the talent in the ground. I knew you was a hard man. If God invested spiritual gifts in you, he didn't give them to you for you to come to church and go home and come to church and go home and come to church and go home. He invested those gifts in us for us to use them. And please don't get natural talents confused with spiritual gifts. Okay, now we're going to get in trouble. Now, if you're using a singing gift, a singing talent, in the ministry of exhortation, then you're using your talent to minister. But singing is not a spiritual gift. It is a natural talent that can be used. And prayerfully, all of those who sing for the Lord are using their gift, using their talent to serve. But they have other gifts. And see, if we're not using our gifts in the local assembly, then something in our local assembly is going undone. If we're only spending our lives, that's what's happening. Spend or invest. Spend or invest. Tick, tock, tick, tock. There's no retirement in God. There's no age where you're supposed to go sit down and say, that's it, I served and done my duty. Oh, God didn't count you out because you're 80, 90. And that doesn't stop you from going to Rice. My mother graduated from Rice when she was 85 years old. And she was a good student. Oh, amen. Oh, amen. It's the truth. Ask the teachers. And she memorized her scriptures. Oh, hallelujah. Every last one of them. Oh, amen. Tick, tock, saints. Tick, tock. Tick, tock. Tick, tock. The clock that was wound up on the day you and I were born is ticking. And as I said, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick. One day the clock is going to stop. Will you bow in prayer with me? Father, we thank you for troubling us this morning about what it is that we're doing with our lives or not doing with them. Help each one of us today, each one of us today, to get with you at some point before our head hits the pillow and say, God, I think I'm investing my life, but am I? I want to make my life count for you because Jesus made his life, his death, count for me. And because we know that you accepted his sacrifice because of the resurrection, help us, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you stand?